This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, it is 7:03. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. We've got Mike Johnson here. Bo Morgan probably about to gross us out with Ludacris' Rider, but hang tight for that. Of course, Dylan, he is armed behind the glass with a top five Tuesday list. We will hear that. It's 7:40 today. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Cereal is the top five Tuesday, Dylan, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I'm nervous for you, man.
I'm stoked.
There's just a couple that you can't leave out. And I'm nervous.
We'll see.
We all know that Frosted Mini Wheats is his number one. I mean, it just there's no doubt about it.
Is it?
It
Is
has
it?
To be.
Oh, God.
I can see the look on his face. He's
no
like,
comment.
How'd you know that?
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure how you got that statement that you just said on the look on my face, but no comment.
You do know plain oat cereal, right?
I do know oatmeal is not a cereal.
All right.
Even though you know, some maybe depending on what demographic you go to, some people call oatmeal hot cereal. I do not consider oatmeal cereal. So yes.
You know, cornflakes. Not frosted.
Yeah, you need Tony the Tiger on that box.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got Wheaties on there.
We will see.
Who do you take me for?
I don't know.
Wow, Wheaties?
You're a guy that said, I'm going to have fast food desserts, and it was all like vanilla ice cream, basically. Just different versions of vanilla ice cream. So that's who I thank you for. Vanilla taste buds.
You really put, wow. I mean, I don't even know if you can consider liking Wheaties having vanilla taste buds or just bland taste buds.
All right, hang on to this debate until 7:40 because that's when we'll get your top five list and we'll see if Bo is accurate on any of his beliefs of your top five cereal list. And we are going to talk about the top five battles to watch at Falcons training camp. But Bo, you did secure the Ludacris Rider, and I'm like half like, no, I don't want to know. But also, I really.
So it's like a $65,000 rider, and it was 93K day. I don't know why I just kept calling it 90K day. It just been so long. But he had they had to do a dinner for 10 people with grilled chicken, wings, pasta, all kinds of stuff, right? But some of the outliers, and I'm not going to read all of them, but one of which was a Crest-Spin rechargeable tube in the Crest toothpaste.
Okay.
Six Hanes large white T-shirts. Just an odd thing.
All right.
The box of Trojan Magnums that I mentioned earlier. The Ecstasy brand. Two candles, gardenia scent. Two bottles of Belvedere. So
it's about to get weird.
Two bottles of two bottles of Patron. Two packs of AA and AAA batteries because, well, you know, maybe it goes with the Magnums. I don't know.
Oh, no, Bo.
Two cases of Snapple, which is a weird thing. And a small secret deodorant, which I guess Luda wears women's deodorant, or it's for the women that all the other products are for.
I was going to say, I don't think that's for Luda, but you know.
I don't know.
I mean?
We know. I mean, Harry Douglas wears women's deodorant, so it's very documented.
Freddie Prinze Jr. also claims to wear women's deodorant. It's strong enough for a man.
But you know what? Women's deodorant does smell better than men's. I'd say that. Like, it just does. I mean, I have ran out. I've been out of. Hold on. Have you never been out of deodorant and used your wife's?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay. But well, I have too. That's why I know it smells better.
But I wouldn't claim that it smelled better, no.
I think it smells better.
Good. It smells like a girl.
They're very distinct for the genders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think women smell better. So, I think it
depends on the mood you're in. You know, sometimes it's just like, you know, sometimes you want something savory. Sometimes you want something sweet. Sometimes you want to smell like a little bit more manly. Sometimes you want to smell a little bit more frilly.
Well, no, hold on. Bro. First off.
No.
Hold on. You're taking.
We don't need to go any further.
No,
this.
Hold on.
It's going
no,
in
we
a
do.
Bad direction.
We do, because you're taking this somewhere I'm not. All I'm saying is if you open two deodorants, the women's is going to smell better than the men's. I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying in general, women smell better than men. I think that's kind of out there, all right? So women's deodorant smells better than men's if you've ever smelled the two. I have. Women's smells better.
If you put them in candle scents, you would pick up the one that's women's and take it to your home versus the one that smells like the dude's deodorant.
Yeah,
yes.
Unless whatever Dylan's talking about is you view life. I don't know.
I'm just saying I think both smell good. I just think they have two different smells that sometimes you want to smell something more
savory.
The other day. So,
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I would always rather smell a woman than a man. That's just me. But anyways, let's move on.
Let's talk about some other dudes we'll be smelling on Thursday. Whoa. Falcons training camp. We're all gonna smell bad.
Hey now. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna smell great.
Okay, so let's talk about these top five battles that you guys are gonna be keeping an eye on at Falcons training camp that the rest of us should keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, so one of them we didn't get to talk about earlier was kick returner. I don't really know what direction to go with kick returner. I think Jamal Agnew is listed there probably, you know, as the front runner for that competition, but you've had guys back there in the past that have done it. You have Ray Room Cloud who's returned kicks, you have Mike Hughes that has returned kicks, you have D. Alford that has returned kicks. And so I'll be curious to see what direction that goes. That one kind of seems up in the air. Jamal Agnew's been around in the NFL for a little bit. I know he's returned kicks. He's done some explosive things, but so have all the other guys. So we'll see where that one kind of ends. That was an honorable mention to me.
Didn't Billy Bowman return kicks at Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I think, yes, he did. I don't know how full-time it was. I think I remember reading that about Xavier Watts, too.
Because
if I'm not mistaken.
I only remember it being on Bowman, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't remember it.
Right.
I could see, first off, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm not sure if D. Alford makes the roster this year. I do think that he has a very good shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not, based on the way the season ended last year for him and if he can't recover from that. So I think Billy Bowman could be also in that spot for the kick returner. And I think Ray McLeod might be the front runner at this point with Jamal Agnew, them 2-1-2. They clearly brought Jamal Agnew in, but I just feel like he has to do enough in a position battle to win that job as well. I mean, right? I you just can't. The NFL, especially today,
man.
You just can't. For as specialized as it is at times, it's also the more you can do because of the limitations on a roster.
Yeah, and I think that there are some week in, week out things like that. But I think that, this is not to be taken as this to be the rule of thumb, but I remember Dominic Franks was just a returner when I was there. Just a returner. Eric Weems was your fifth wide receiver. He was pretty much just a returner.
Yeah, but Eric Weems did play, and he could block. He was a good blocking guy.
That's my thing. It's like you're going to have guys on the back end of the secondary roster like Kevin King, who, yeah.
I don't disagree. I just think we listed a wide receiver battle, and we didn't once bring up Jamal Agnew. And I know he's kind of a hybrid guy, so I just wonder where he'll be is what I'm saying. Because I think he kind of plays like a wide receiver running back type hybrid role, right?
Yes.
So.
Well, and I just looked it up. The kick returns for Billy Bowman, he returned nine in 2022 and three in 2024. So he's done it before, and that's what I thought. Like, he sprinkled it in. But, you know, that's always an upside if you are kind of between different people. And he is a recent draft pick, so maybe he gets the nod because he can do that. But I don't know that I look at him as a front runner. Moving on from that, though, I think the number five on the kind of – it was amazing to me how many of these spots on defense. Number five, I just had interior defensive line because we talked about it yesterday. I think everybody expects Rukurororo to get first shot. But you talk about those, like, three interior D-line positions. You can call whatever the defensive front you want. It's 4-3, 3-4, whatever it is. You got to have at least three guys that are going to play that kind of interior type role. Inside, you know, lined up, head up to tackles, or in three techniques, B-gap defenders, A-gap defenders. Rook's going to probably be one of those guys. You know that David Onyemata, based on just a money thing, the fact that they brought him back. And, you know, then you look at a Zach Harrison or a Dorless or a number of other guys on the interior defensive line for the Atlanta Falcons. That's going to be a battle. That's one of, that will be probably the first thing I look at when I get out to practice and the defense hits the field for 11-on-11 drills is who is lined up at interior defensive line.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for sure, just because of they clearly feel different about the interior defensive line than we do. A lot of people think that it's not done, but you've got Street, Arororo, and Yamada, Laquelle London, who's the guy we forget about. Obviously, Zach Harrison, TQ Graham,
Morgan
Norless.
Fox. I didn't even bring up Morgan Fox.
Yeah, Morgan, and so it does feel better. It just doesn't feel like they're as big as we want them to be. Because I mean, the biggest guy on the two biggest guys as far as weight and size is Street at 6'2", 315, Onyemata at 6'4", 310. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then it's TQ's at 6'4", 300, but there's no space eaters. I mean, we play teams. I mean, Eddie Goldman was a space eater.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, 100%. We play teams like Vita Vea, who is an advanced space eater, I'd like to say, because not only can he eat space, but he can also actually he can rush the passer if needed.
Eddie Goldman was a human tree stump. I mean, that's exactly what he was. He was a human tree stump. Like, you were probably going to hit him very hard, and he was probably not going to move very far.
And he still is. He's just one in Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, they, you know, they kind of revamped things in Washington. That I really, and you know, that's another thing that I'll be looking to see. I'll be curious to see how much side-to-side movement this defensive front is doing this year. They don't look to me like a team that's going to be able to hold up in the run by just holding down the fort and taking on double teams. They're going to have to either two-gap or they're going to have to, you know, kind of – Warren Sapp, what's my guy's name that was a defense tackle down in Tampa that was from Oklahoma for years? He's my age. I can't remember his name.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, he's on the NFL Network
dude,
now.
Yeah, he's wide three technique, ripping into the backfield, trying to create havoc, trying to create cutbacks. And you're going to have to play that style of defense if you're this defensive front, or else you are going to get moved off the ball. You mentioned it. No space eaters. And so when you look at, like I said, Gerald McCoy. When you look at Morgan Fox, when you look at Rook, when you look at Kentavious Street, when you look at all these guys, they're going to have to play violently side to side, and they're going to have to do multiple things. There are going to be some times where Rook might be lined up in an A-gap. There might be some times where, you know, Kentavious Street has to slide out to a head-up five. I don't know. You know, it'll be curious to see kind of where they fall in terms of what they feel comfortable with this group.
How much of the height thing? Because, like, Rook is pretty much Gerald McCoy's size. I mean, 6'4", 300, 6'4", 295. I mean, they're pretty much the same. How much – is height really an advantage there? Because you want to be low, right?
Look, man.
You want to have leverage.
It's mass – leverage is length. Length is strength, they used to say. You know what I mean? That's why Zach Harrison has had so much success as a defensive end, but lining up in the B-gap, man, when you are that long – pause. You can do some good things on the interior defensive line.
Well, we are going to pause on this conversation for a moment. We'll pick it back up, though, getting you ready for Falcons training camp at 8:20 this morning. But coming up next, we're going to go in the huddle. There's a quarterback that's out for the 2025 season due to shoulder surgery. We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. Quick reminder that we do have the Morning Mailbag coming up at 8 a.m. this morning. You can ask your questions about Falcons training camp, maybe the Braves, Ronald's spot in the lineup, why Dylan's lists are so controversial for Top 5 Tuesday.
I've already in my head started building up my list of Top 5 cereals. I'm like, dude, if this list, you can't drop the ball here, man. This is a big deal for a morning show.
Cocoa Puffs better be on there. That's all I'm saying.
You'll find out very soon. And I think you all, when I come to my list, I think you all agree.
Yeah, I just can't believe you have the OG kicks on there. Just, ugh. Dude, what's wrong with you?
Making so many assumptions about this list that has not been revealed.
Many accusations.
I just wrote down number one, putting it face down. Just for, keepsake.
Okay. I saw him write it, so this is legit.
Yep, it's there.
I'm just saying you need to have some chocolate on there, but just saying.
Yeah, like Cocoa Puffs.
That'll be coming up at 7:40 today and Top 5 Tuesday. But the Morning Mailbag, of course, you can tweet us your questions right now at 929 Morning Shift. We'll take your calls at 8 a.m. today. But right now, we are going to go in the huddle. So training camp has kicked off for many teams. Some report today, of course. Falcons report tomorrow. Start practice on Thursday. We will be out there broadcasting live on Thursday morning in Flowery Branch. But today, the teams reporting are the Cardinals, Texans, Rams, Saints, and the Eagles. But some of the teams that are in and have started practice already, do you guys have any takeaways of things you've seen coming out so far?
I have a takeaway that Jerry Jones should probably stop talking. How about that one? Jerry Jones should probably stop talking.
I don't take as much offense with what he said as apparently most. I think he should stop talking? I think he probably should have stopped talking like 40 years ago. and some of the things he said, but his comments that many perceived to be a slight at Micah and Dak, I don't think are as much a slight at those players, but just the reality of the league that when you have top tier players and you pay them what they deserve, it doesn't always guarantee that you've secured, your franchise to be healthy forever as far as on the field and off the field and and the win-loss column.
Let's go ahead and take a listen to what Jerry Jones was saying.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
I appreciate what you're trying to say, but the fact that these guys got hurt, or maybe he's, you know, projecting will get hurt, putting their bodies on the line for his team as a gazillionaire owner, it's just an awful look.
Well, I'm not saying that's not the case. What was the actual question he was asked? Because if he was asked about why haven't you done this because it's in the best interest of the team and it secures you to being a competitive team, all he's saying is just because we sign them doesn't mean we're going to win, because anything can happen. They can get hurt. You know, the problem for me is everybody I talk to that has been in Dallas for the most part talks about how much they liked being there, how much they liked working for Jerry.
Yeah, we did hear that last week at SEC Media Days.
Yeah, we talked to someone, I'm not going to name them, but right. They said, and I know you're not either, but they said, like, I loved it. Like, it was great. So I think there is a little bit of a let's pick on Jerry because he'll give us a soundbite. I just don't think he meant that he was – I don't think it was meant resentful. I don't think it was meant to be a shot. I think he's just saying, I can do what we all think is best for us, but it doesn't mean they're going to play because injuries happen.
That's fair.
That's only I'm saying, right?
That's fair, and I don't know the framing of the question either, but it just seems completely unnecessary. And look, and here's the other side of it. We can talk about all we want, whether or not we should be upset about it. You mentioned the J.J. Watt tweet where J.J. Watt comes out and he's like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like publicly taking a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously. And no matter how we feel about it, Micah Parsons retweeted that J.J. Watt tweet.
I understand. Like that.
I'm not arguing with you about it. I'm just saying from a perspective of us talking about the situation in Dallas, it's not good. Like, Jerry Jones didn't need to say that, and Micah Parsons obviously did not like it, and they are now in this. Micah Parsons could straight up – you know what, man? You're right. I don't want to get hurt. I'm just not coming to training camp. Bye. See ya.
And he did report, by the way.
Dang.
I think Micah Dang. Parsons. Oh, I'm glad she wasn't late on that. Micah Parsons is also a guy that he kind of will play both sides with his tweets and his comments. Again, I just think that's a no-win comment and a no-win question. J.J. Watt's a guy that spent a good portion of the end of his career on a large contract injured. So I am sure that he took that to heart, but we nitpick too much on comments. And I'm not defending Jerry Jones. I just don't think this was as malicious as everyone makes it out to be. That's just my thought. And you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was taking a shot. And if he is, that was dumb.
Well, let's move on to Titans quarterback Will Levis. He is set to miss the 2025 season after having shoulder surgery.
Guys that were hurt who decided to come out of nowhere with a shot. What's the not Will Compton, but the guy that he does the podcast with that played
Taylor Lewan
tweets. Wow, I'm not sure why this. I'm sure there's a good reason why there was the this surgery's decided to be done so late. Just don't know what that is. Yeah. And I agree, like, Will Levis, everyone have you to believe that he's going into a competition for the quarterback spot, right? With number one draft pick. Why did you decide now to get surgery? If you knew you needed surgery, or did you injure it?
I think those are fair questions, and I think that y'all are both barking up the right tree. I'd have done the same thing. I'd have absolutely freaking same thing. I would have been like, you know what, man, I'm trying to rehab this thing all summer. Trying to rehab. Oh, we're supposed to report? Man, you know what? Oh, you guys drafted a quarterback number one. You know what? I just don't think I'm at 100% where I can actually compete for this starting job.
How does this help him and his career moving forward?
Because I think that now he's not a guy who lost a battle to a rookie. Now I think he's a guy who still has a lot of upside and just needs to get back healthy.
But you could have done this in June or May and not ever come back and been out the rest of the season. I mean,
you don't know that. Like, what, I mean, how most long likely, is the how long is the recovery stage for the shoulder surgery? I don't think we know that. It could have been 3 months. Could have been like, you know what?
Even then, he wouldn't be back till middle of the season.
Okay, and then what happens if you have a situation where Cam Ward struggles and now all of a sudden Will Levis is thrust into this role and he's like, dude.
Play the hero.
No, no. He tried to play the hero last year. Didn't work. Got benched. Yeah, I'm good.
I think
I don't blame him.
I don't think I don't know if he played the hero last year because he got benched because he just wasn't doing a good enough job. Again, I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying I blame him. I'm unsure of the timing.
Well, Bengals President Mike Brown has some opinions on Shamar Stewart not being signed yet. Let's hear from him.
Oddly, something like this has never occurred with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are, and he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor.
You know what? There's a lot of truth in what he said. They're arguing over something dumb. They're arguing over the fact that if he ever gets convicted of a felony, they don't want to pay him the guaranteed money because that's what first-round draft picks have is a guaranteed contract for the 4 years that they are under it. And then there's a fifth-year extension or clause, right? Shamar Stewart's also dumb in this thing to me because are you thinking you're going to get a felony? Are you going to commit a felony where you go to jail and you might not get your guaranteed money?
Right.
They're arguing a clause that is so dumb, yet they're both dug in. And Shamar Stewart thinks he's more right than Trey Hendrickson is.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. This is so Cincinnati because of how cheap of a franchise they are. Like, dumb, dumb, dumb. You're all dumb. I agree.
The rest of the draft class is signed. Demetrius Knight, who we've talked about here a number of different times, South Carolina linebacker, who I think started at Georgia Tech, if I'm not mistaken, already signed. He was a second-round pick for them. Already signed. You're right. This is such a Cincinnati thing where you look at it and go, golly. Like, if you're a Cincinnati fan, you're just going, can we not just have a normal, like, going on of events leading up to training camp? Why does it have to be that, you know, the money and the contract language and the owner and everything else is getting drug in to where you do. And this is a team that has a lot of upside. And if everybody's on the field, had a good shot at making a playoff run. But, man, they've got to get some of these guys in the fold. And before we go to break, I just want to make this point. I said this after the draft when Quinn Ewers fell. There is going to be a situation. I don't think it's Shamar Stewart, but at some point in the next couple of years, there will be a situation where you have a contract holdout and a player is going to sue to go back to college. Mm. He is going to sue. He's going to lawyer up. He's going to sue the NCAA, and he's going to say, why can't I go back to college? It's going to happen in the next couple of years. I'm just telling you.
If you're getting paid, why not? I said this last week with Abe, and I know we got to go. I would love your take. I feel like when these things happen with players and they want to go back to college or they want to leave college early to go to the NFL and they're not actually eligible – it just seems like more times than not, the career never pans.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is an outlier because he knew his plan. I'm a sophomore. We just won a national title. I'm sitting out a year. I'm going to train, then I'm going to go to the NFL. And it worked because there was no controversy. But any controversy like this, it seems like they're automatically fail. Am I wrong?
Not totally, but I do have thoughts.
It is amazing that we're still continuing to talk about this situation. We'll pause on it for a moment. Coming up, Braves, Giants, the rookie. Had quite the night, and Ronald ignored the stop sign. Plus, Dylan is in control of Top 5 Tuesday, so buckle up, Buttercup. It's about to get weird. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app. Cinnamon Toast Crunch better be on this list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack. Mike's here, Bo's here, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are very close to getting into Dylan's Top 5 Tuesday list. He's done video games, desserts. It's all been so wild.
He looks
wild.
Excited, which terrifies me.
Bro, I am stoked. I am stoked. This might be my favorite one yet. I'm not going to lie. I think I did my big one with this one.
Well, what I need to hear is your best one yet, because you haven't had a good one yet. So
debatable, but
you've had good topics. This bad list.
Before we get to it, though, we got to talk Braves, and we got to let Mike, you had some unfinished business with Bo's comments.
We were talking about, and Bo brought up, he's like, these holdout situations or guys that.
It's not just holdouts.
Okay.
It's guys, though, that Like, they're fighting the system, right? They're like, remember, like, the Maurice Clarettes of the world, one of the nine Mike Williams who wanted to sue. Like, when all these guys, when it becomes like, it just feels like, or when they want to go back to college. Yeah. I want to go back to college. I don't want to go to college, you know? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you. I think I see it from a different perspective, whereas I see, remember we talked about earlier, why do draft picks not work out, right? And we talked about development. We talked about scheme. We talked about leadership. We talked about all those things. Like, I see it from a perspective of continuity and development inside of a system. It's one of the reasons I'm excited about Zach Robinson and Penix this year. But continuity and ability to really settle in with a coaching staff and a facility and your teammates and all that other stuff, it just feels like when we talk about first-round draft picks, a lot of times you look at them and go, oh, he's plug and play. Like, this guy can make an impact now. Oh, why is this guy a draft bust? It's because they don't have continuity. Whether or not it was like a holdout or a Maurice Clarett or whatever it is, you get inside of a system that makes you good, and you should be cognizant of the fact that that's what made you good. Guys go to Georgia, and they are five-star recruits, and they're good players, but they are sent to the next level by having good nutrition, great coaching, extremely good conditioning processes, and all the above. So if you draft a guy from one of these big institutions and go, oh, he's from a big school that, you know, played for national titles. Be careful, because it doesn't always work out the way that you think it's going to be. And those guys, you know, hit their stride at the next level. So I'm kind of playing both sides of the fence of your conversation.
So, and I am tweeting with Tia, who listens to us all the time, mm-hmm. about Jerry Jones's comments, and she thinks they're thoughtless. And I'm like, that's great, but he was right. And we don't know the question, so we don't know the context. But what I've tried to do, all like from a prop, not when I just got, I got into business as a fan, okay? And so I had a fan perspective of just go play, sign your contract. I don't care. I want to win. I mean, that's kind of what most fans feel, right? I've tried to understand both sides of the argument. And when I mean, I don't mean a fan, I mean the player and management. And
you're giving Jerry the benefit of the doubt.
But yes, and I gave Shamar Stewart the benefit of the doubt. I don't give the Bengals any benefit of the doubt normally, because they're a cheap franchise that treats their players like crap. They have to walk across a road to go to a practice facility. They have to, which is really the stadium, I think. They have to ride coach when they're drafted. And you have guys like T. Higgins and Jamar Chase that should have been paid way before they were. And you cost yourself money because you want to wait. And the same thing with the Cowboys. Besides, I just think that the thing with Shamar Stewart is what are you arguing about? That you want money when if you commit a felony and get imprisoned? That's the clause. You can read about it. It's dumb. It's dumb on his part. And it's a clause to his credit and his agent's credit that's never even been put into a contract. So why would you draft a guy with the 19th pick or something? 18th pick, something like that? You think he's going to commit a felony and go to jail? What are we doing? Like, so I think they're both wrong, but I just think at the end of the day, when players hang up on these things, it seems to, like you said, break their continuity. I think it's a great point. Just none of it makes sense. Make it make sense to me is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not sure it's going to make sense, but it's going to wrap up in a certain way at some point in time. That point is just not today. It's not going to happen today. What has happened as of today is the Braves have won. The Braves have won, and I'm pulled back in again. They beat the Giants last night, 9-5 at Truist. The rookie, Drake Baldwin, had 6 RBIs. Ronald scored 3 times. But did you guys see Freddie standing there on that first to home finish, yes, where he was standing at third going, no?
Was it Nick Allen that
stop
did the single? I think it was at the time. It was just, he just blew right through that thing.
What I love, though.
I know. Okay. No, it's just, it's funny, man, because it just, when you see that kind of thing, I get excited because Ronald Acuña is showing the abilities that I think this team has sorely missed.
Yeah.
The ability to use his speed on the base pass and put stressors on the defense. But boy, you've seen enough situations with the third base coach this year to last the next decade. We don't need another one.
No.
It's just funny.
But what I love that we're seeing out of Ronald Acuña is, like, he does amazing things and just walks away like it's not a big deal. However, Friday with that throw from right field, which is the play of the week, and then last night when he did get home and he was safe, like, you saw him get up and be like, yeah. Like, you're seeing him fired up.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's firing up the team a little bit. But I will take something from the hometown take this morning. Dylan was talking about how he's just going to take it one game at a time. He's just going to watch some baseball and enjoy it one day at a time. And that's how I feel.
It's funny that you said that, because I had that exact thought laying on my couch last night watching the game. And it was, I think it was like, it might have been 6-3 or 8 or 8. Oh, it was 6-2 or 8-2. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But they were up big. And I was just like, hey, you win tonight. You can enjoy it. Elder did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did what should be a fifth starter to do. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just like, we got to stop trying to buy in every time.
Right.
I think Dylan makes a good point. Just stop trying to buy in and just enjoy the ride, because at this point,
I'm bought in for 2026. That's all. And I think that's, I'm counting Ronald Acuña as part of that, is going, oh, dude, if you can put him at the 3-hole in the lineup and he can produce there. And, you know, some of us think that maybe this season it shouldn't have gone this far, mm-hmm, without putting him in a situation like that and throwing these changeups in the lineup. But then you look at Drake Baldwin moving forward. Ozzie Albies is starting to get there, showing signs of life. Mm-hmm. Still don't see much from Michael Harris right now, so we'll see how that whole things go. But, you know, this is a situation where they're on the ascension, and hopefully that can build to something more down the road.
Speaking of enjoy the ride, it's time to enjoy a ride.
Oh, God. And a reminder before Dylan gets diarrhea of the mouth, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. To my knowledge, Dylan, they don't have cereal at Buffalo's Cafe, but maybe we can make an amendment to that, man. Maybe we can talk to somebody.
And maybe after they hear this fire list, maybe they'll have their own version of some type of cereal.
Let's do it, man.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my honorable mentions first before we get into any numbers.
Okay.
And I do have sound for the numbers, but for the honorable mentions, I don't have sound for the sake of time. All right.
Crisp.
So for honorable mentions, I have Fruit Loops. Let me just go ahead and list through all these so we can get through them, and then you can comment, and then we'll move on to the top five. Honorable mentions, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles are good. They just get soggy too quick, and you got to eat them too fast. And so it's not necessarily they taste good, but the experience could be better. Apple Jacks I love, but the top five I think is too solid for Apple Jacks and Crockett.
Apple Jacks are good.
Apple Jacks are very solid.
I have no
solid.
Problems with these four.
Corn Pops.
They should all be honorable mentions.
Corn Pops are good, but just a little basic. And then Fruit Loops, again, they're good, but I have another one that's similar to Fruit Loops on my top five that I think is better. So those are the honorable mentions. Right. Fruity Pebbles, Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, and Fruit Loops. Oops. Wrong button there. Sorry about that.
I'm so excited.
I'm way too excited. All right,
let's
go ahead and get to it. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna give you my number, and then I'm gonna let the sound do the talking as far as the list goes. All right. So without further ado, here's number five.
I am Go-Go for Cocoa Puffs.
Go-Go for Cocoa Puffs. Go-Go for Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs cereal, the chocolate you find of a good breakfast.
There you go,
only five? No, man.
Cocoa Puffs is
low.
Only at number five.
Too low, Dylan.
Again, good, but with what I have else in my list, I think what I have else in my list is solid. All right, let's go ahead and keep it moving.
I'm confident in this one.
I can help it, Yellow Jacket.
No, keep him busy, boys.
I don't think so. That backfired a little bit.
Get that honey!
The honey is safe this time. For Honey Nut Cheerios, part of this good breakfast.
Dog, you had Honey Nut Cheerios over Cocoa Puffs?
Wow. Yes.
Well, that falls in line with the rest of your list.
Listen. Honey Nut Cheerios, it's the taste. They don't get soggy too fast, and Cheerios are fairly healthy for you. So, again, when you throw in the health factor of it, too, you got to put Honey Nut Cheerios above Cocoa Puffs, in my opinion.
Allie, we called this.
I'm good
right
now.
We called this. Yeah. You and I.
I'm good right now on this.
I'm not.
I'm good right
now. Garbage.
Here. Let's see.
All right, here we go. Let's go to number three.
I love Bright Fruity Tricks.
Tricks?
It's a part of his complete breakfast.
Mmm.
And it's just for kids.
This sticker will make it just for rabbits. Sweet, colorful, bursting with fruity flavor. Finally, Trix is mine.
Yours?
Trix are for rabbits, see? Whoops.
A sticker.
Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids.
I'm co-signing. You're going to hear the whole commercial, Dylan?
I'm co-signing.
That one I had the whole commercial. I had to get the Trix are for kids part in there.
But, co-signing.
I mean, Trix, better, in my opinion, that's why Fruit Loops didn't make the top five. Trix, in my opinion, better than Fruit Loops. Trix are so good. Trix were my absolute jam back in the day. I had a run where I got nothing but Trix for
cereal.
Why
are they only number three?
Because what I have at number two and one is better still.
There's still one out there that I'm telling you right now. I will come through that
glass. I think Mike is going to be happy as I continue on. All right, with that, let's go ahead and get to number two.
Amazing things can happen when you taste Reese's Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is a good one. Now, this one I'm with you.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks.
Bravo.
It's Reese's
Puffs
cereal.
Reese's Puffs. Phenomenal. It's basically Cocoa Puffs with Reese's in them.
So exactly. And that's why Cocoa Puffs was only at number five.
Well, I mean, nothing's like the OG, but I cannot fight you on this one. Two of your four so far have been good.
I will say, if you can finish strong, I'll co-sign on the whole list.
I think
you can finish strong right here.
I think Mike is going to co-sign on my whole list. Here we go.
Let's go.
Just wait on it. Wait on it, Mike.
It's all that cinnamon and sugar makes those crunchy little squares so irresistible. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, part
Let's
of this
go.
Good breakfast. Crave those crazy squares.
Right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch at number one. Dude, gotta be number one.
I'm so mad that I talked myself out. I literally wrote Cinnamon Toast Crunch, scribbled it out, and I wrote, nope, Dylan's gonna go with Lucky Charms.
No!
Hey,
no!
How are Rice Krispies on your list?
They're not. They're not.
Because you put a little sugar. You put a little sugar in Rice Krispies.
You can't. But see, talking about Honey Nut Cheerios and then say Rice Krispies should be.
But see, what he's just said there was key. You got a little sugar to. You got to add something. All these, you don't got to add nothing. Exactly. Just pour it straight out of the box in a bowl with some milk, and you're good. You don't got to add no sugar to none of these other ones.
I'm saying you're adding milk to it. I mean, that's part of it.
I mean, that's cereal. That's cereal.
Most people add fruit to their cereal.
You don't need to do it with any of these.
Well, not the ones with fruit in them, like artificial. Did you ever have berry kicks as a kid?
Oh,
I actually didn't. I
loved berry. Because
I heard good things about that, though.
Kicks was garbage to me, but berry kicks. Dude. Was like the jam. They still make them, but it's hard to find.
This was definitely your best list.
Well, it's definitely
100% your best list.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely your best list. You so still have you some flaws, it. But definitely your best.
Nice work.
Let's continue to debate Dylan's top five cereal list on the other side in the morning mailbag. You can also tweet us your questions right now. Do you have questions about Falcons training camp, the Braves, cereal potentially, and you can also give us a call right now at 404-726-0929. That is next. It's the morning mailbag on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.